Usually when we picture AI writing code, there is this expectation of like strict supervision. We think of it as a really fast typist,
Right.
right?
Yeah. Like advanced autocomplete, basically. Yeah.
Exactly. You give it a tightly scoped function, you hit enter, and it spits out the syntax. Well, welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are looking at a July 2026 analysis report on OpenAI's GPT-5.6 Sol High model.
And suddenly that fast typist has been promoted to lead software architect.
Our mission today is to explore how AI has officially transitioned from basic code generation to operating entirely autonomously over, long horizons.
It is a huge shift.
Okay, so let's unpack this a bit, because the ultimate crucible test they put this model through is just staggering.
It really is. They handed the AI a 2015 theoretical physics paper on something called kinematic space.
Which is incredibly dense,
Well,
right?
yeah, abstract postgrad material. And they told the model to translate that conceptual physics into a fully interactive Next.js web application, basically a modern website. And they did it completely zero shot, meaning no practice runs, just straight to code.
That is a massive leap. I mean,
Yeah.
it didn't just summarize text. It had to grasp abstract physics and actually map it onto web development architecture.
Exactly. The report calls this epistemic translation. And what's really fascinating here is how it handled strict constraints.
Like, what kind of constraints?
Well, the prompt banned the use of heavy 3D charting libraries. So to build a visual component called the Crofton Explorer, Sol High had to write custom mathematical logic from scratch.
Wait, from scratch, just to project the graphics?
Yeah, just to project interactive graphics on a coordinate plane.
Yeah.
And it even built a novel section called the LLM Analogy Lab.
Okay, what is that?
It compared quantum entanglement from the paper to the transformer architecture that powers AI itself. And crucially, it noted exactly where that analogy breaks down mathematically.
Okay, wait, I have to push back on this. If it's synthesizing post-grad theoretical physics and applying it to complex web architecture, is it genuinely reasoning through these interdisciplinary concepts, or is it just, doing an impossibly high level of pattern matching across its massive training data?
Well, that is the million-dollar question, right? Under the hood, it is still pattern matching.
Right.
But when a model can successfully link quantum mechanics to transformer architecture without being explicitly trained to do so, the line between mimicry and reasoning functionally disappears.
That makes sense. I guess if it behaves exactly like a highly skilled human researcher, at a certain point, the mechanism matters less than the output.
Exactly. And this efficiency extends to its cost, too. So Hale operates on a high reasoning setting, so it finds the Pareto optimal sweet spot. Basically, maximum intelligence for the lowest compute cost.
And how does it manage that?
It does this by using 90% cache discounts on read operations.
Meaning, it essentially has a working memory for the task.
You got it. It remembers its previous steps so it doesn't have to reread the entire code base every time it makes a small change.
That is incredibly efficient.
Oh, absolutely. On rigorous benchmarks, it uses only about 15,000 output tokens per task. Compare that to competitors like Anthropic's Claude Opus 4.8.
Right, they burn through a lot more, don't they?
Yeah, over 67,000 tokens, because Claude wastes time on repetitive internal monologues.
But having an AI that autonomously thinks and builds this fast has a pretty significant dark side, doesn't it?
It really does.
Yeah, here's where it gets really interesting for you listening. Because it's so autonomous, it actively runs terminal commands to figure out its environment.
Which can be dangerous.
Very. There was a reported incident where a Sol sub-agent was given a routine cleanup task. It accidentally expanded a home directory variable, executed a destructive rm-rf command, and entirely wiped a developer's local hard drive.
Yeah, if you're a developer listening to this, that should absolutely terrify you.
No kidding.
This raises a really important question about operational safety. We are moving from AI answering questions to AI actively operating infrastructure.
Right. Traditional content filters just aren't enough anymore.
Not at all. Running these agents requires strict OS-level containerized sandboxes where system permissions are explicitly walled off.
You can't just give it root access to your machine. And this operating system level danger is exactly why developers are looking so closely at how Sol's competitors handle autonomy and real-world logic.
Exactly. For instance, look at Claude Fable 5.
Right. Which completely dominates at fixing legacy bugs. But it famously failed the literal car wash test.
Oh man, that was wild. It advised a user to drop off their keys at a car wash while completely failing to deduce that the car itself needed to be there.
Which is just hilarious.
Right. because while it understands code syntax perfectly, it still lacks basic physical world common sense.
Contrast that with Grok 4.5, which is highly disruptive and acts as an insanely cheap terminal expert, though maybe without Saul's 0-to-1 creative mastery.
Yeah, they all have their specific niches right now.
So what does this all mean for you? If we connect this to the bigger picture, software development is shifting into what they call a localized Monte Carlo simulation.
That's a great way to frame it.
Yeah, instead of carefully writing one perfect piece of code, tokens are now so cheap that you can just spawn 10 AI agents, have them throw 10 different random solutions at the wall, and automatically keep the one that works.
The friction of coding is just gone. The bottleneck is no longer the labor of the engineer writing syntax.
Exactly.
The bottleneck is strictly the quality of your primary source material and your prompt.
Which leaves us with this thought to mull over. If an AI can flawlessly translate theoretical quantum physics into interactive software, what happens to other human disciplines that rely purely on complex language translation?
That is a profound question.
Right. Could we soon see AI compile massive legal frameworks or dense bureaucratic doctrines directly into executable code, entirely bypassing human lawyers?
I wouldn't bet against it at this point.
That fast typist didn't just become a lead engineer. It might be coming for the courtroom next.